happen. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. This is not a Christmas. This is not a Christmas song. My neighbors come be to see who can put up more blinding lights. The kids all wish away the month cause they want presents in sight. This year at me so mad, I've been bad, got cold at.
Hi internet, how are you? Are you excited? Are you having fun? Internet,
ew.
You're supposed to answer me back.
Ew.
Ew?
Man says, today has been a day long day of me spraying mold out of my shed. Ew. That sounds fun. Anyway, chat, we're here. We're live.
I hope you were careful with that, Matt. Because that can, like, that can fuck you up if you're not careful with it.
Anyway, I hope everything sounds good. I think all the sounds are working like they should. We'll find out. I feel like, yeah. So we're gonna see how this goes tonight, chat. Yeah. Oh, he's a long way away. All right, that's good. Anyway, we're here to do a show. It's called The Rackets Live. We're here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the other way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer/co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin'.
can't miss the purple button down below the screen anymore. It's the only button. It's the only button there.
What do you mean it's the only button there?
They changed. It's the only thing there now. If you look at Twitch,
I'm looking at Twitch.
Where's the title of the stream?
At the top.
When it used to be at the
bottom.
Yep.
Well, there's other buttons down there. It's not the only one.
But I was making a point that they screwed up the design. It sucks. Things should be at the bottom. Gives a commentary on their bad layout change. Fix it, Twitch.
God damn it. Yeah, it is kind of weird that it's at the top. I'm not going to lie.
No, okay. So, if you look at it, it now directs your eyes upward. Or down. You have to look down and look at the screen if you're watching on desktop. Where before, it was like everything was eye level. The content is now drifted down. That's a bad move. Just pointing that out from a layout standpoint, your eyes are diverted downward to look at the screen instead of level.
Listen, I can make commentary on bad design choices, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So
you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio Show at Lindsworth, come to wildtalkradio.com, recradioshow.com, or twitch.tv/W2Live to interact with us live. That's the best you're going to get out of me, because I feel like crap when we're doing a show, because we're here to talk Saturday night's main event.
He didn't tell me he was sick. If he told me he was sick, I would have suggested we don't do a show, but no, here we are.
I want to do a show because I want to talk about things.
You want to talk about things?
I want to talk about things, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I want to talk things.
Okay, well, let's talk things, god damn it.
Yes.
So, starting with WWE, the NXT New Year's Evil episode on the CW will be taking place from the Shrine Auditorium and Expo Hall in Los Angeles, California. It's set for January 7th. Tickets will go on sale December 17th. So, watch Ticketmaster when they become available.
Indeed. It's shocking that they're doing another live event in Los Angeles the day after they debut on Netflix, which will be live in Los Angeles from the Intuit Dome.
I'm
shocker. Which could possibly mean WWE main roster talent could be on that show. Who knows?
No.
Because it's live from Los Angeles. And who knows who will be on the Raw season premiere on Netflix. Could be anywhere, anyone from anywhere in all parts of life, from Stone Cold Steve Austin to The Rock to John Cena to Hulk Hogan to the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Who knows who will show up on Raw on Netflix?
It's almost like they planned it.
It's like they want everyone to be there to see it.
No.
I think we're ways off on Bill. I think contractual obligations are later this year.
Look, contractual obligations can stay as far away as he wants to. I will not complain about that in the least.
They're going to need to do something in the summer. He'll be fine.
Again, he doesn't have to. He can just stay home. It's fine. Nobody will mind. Anyway, moving on. I almost said AEW. A&D, there we go, and WWE announced an expansion of its programming partnership, which will include the debut of WWE LFG, which is short for Legends and Future Greats, a new competition series that features in-ring matches, along with a behind-the-scenes look at rising talent vying for a coveted WWE contract. WWE LFG will offer viewers an inside look at the rigorous training process featuring iconic WWE legends such as Paul Triple H Levesque and Shawn Michaels, and weekly regular coaches like The Undertaker, Booker T, Mickey James, and Bubba Ray Dudley as they mentor a new generation in weekly matches on their quest to become the next WWE superstars. Literally filled with blood, sweat, and tears, there's never been a series that combines in-ring action, behind-the-scenes reality, high-stakes drama, and some of WWE's greatest icons all in one package. From total unknowns to legends, LFG will give viewers a raw, ground-up, 360-degree view of what it truly takes to make it in WWE, said Rob Sharenow, president of programming for A&D Networks. Our collaboration with WWE has clearly struck a chord with audiences, and we're excited to continue producing premium content that resonates with a diverse viewership. Executive producers for WWE are Paul Triple H Levesque, secure that bag, Lee Fitting, Ben Hauser, Shawn Michaels, and Jeremy Borash, secure that bag, sir. You do you. I'm just going to say this.
Go ahead.
Tough Enough 3.0, anybody?
Yes, it is 100% Tough Enough. a new take on Tough Enough. We'll go with that.
We already had a new take on Tough Enough.
I know. And
twice!
Now, I understand this. This time, A&E gets their chance to LFG, Legends and Future Greats. Let's fuck. Anyway.
I just want to know one thing. Are they going to live in the PC? Or are they going to live in like some posh house out where Stone Cold is?
They were
taping, which concept are we getting?
They were taping stuff at the PC.
But are they living in the PC? That's my question. Because remember that one iteration?
Oh, the
where they were like...
They had a house right next to the warehouse or something?
No, it was the one... Where it was the original, but they had the house next to the warehouse. But it was the one at the PC. It was like the second version of it. Where they had like the live fan voting. And you could like... It was almost like American Idol style.
Oh, yeah. The one we did.
But they were like...
Yeah. The Austin one.
Yeah. No, not... Well, maybe the second version of the Austin one. But yeah, they were actually living in the PC.
Yeah. I think we did interviews for that one, I think.
Maybe?
I don't remember.
Because then there was the third iteration of it. But
so this is,
it
this
was
is,
like...
This is Tough Enough 4. And no, this would be Tough Enough 6. This is Tough Enough 6. Because this came back in 20... Stone Cold had one. There was the $100,000.
Yeah, that's one where they were. Yeah, that was the one in California.
The $1 million one. I don't know. There's been a bunch. Who knows? It's anyway. I remember what you're talking about. But no, we did interviews for season 5. I don't know if we did, but I know WTR did.
I don't think we. Okay, so this is weird because we did interview. We have interviewed King Amran. And she was a Tough Enough contestant, but we didn't interview her, I think, for Tough Enough.
No, we didn't.
Or maybe we did.
No, we had her for Total Divas.
That's right. It's hard to remember.
We did a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we had one on WTR, I know that. That I remember. Anyway. A lot of things. And I did it for another show I produced. We don't talk about that show anymore.
Yeah, we don't talk about that show. Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to watching it on A&E. Speaking of A&E, there's more programming to come.
Ding! WWE will have another new show on A&E, which will be titled WWE's Greatest Moments, a series that will provide fans with a front row seat to relive the iconic events that have shaped WWE history. A new season of the hit series WWE Rivals will also complete this winter's WWE programming slate on A&E, which will add more than 180 hours of original content over the next 3 years. Greatest Moments will feature play-by-play announcer Michael Cole hosting half-hour episodes with various superstars and legends, including Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Kevin Owens, and others, to share vivid recollections and perspectives on the most remarkable moments in wrestling history. In addition, Rivals will return with an all-new season this winter, celebrating some of the most iconic and beloved rivalries in WWE, including never-before-seen footage of Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, and many others. A&D has proved to be an excellent home for WWE content, and we're excited to partner with their fantastic team on these new show concepts. And the latest season of Rivals, said Chief Content Officer Paul Triple H Levesque. He's been busy.
He has been busy. One thing you should note about the new Tough Enough, the LFG, they got Undertaker to do some work.
Well, I don't think it's hard.
I know, but he's doing some work for them now. And Mickie James is back in the fold. So she's no longer on a contract anywhere else. She's under WWE deal now to do stuff. So that's pretty cool.
I think as long as there's money involved, Taker will be there.
Oh, I know.
Same with everybody, but I mean, I think Taker's been very willing to sort of like do things for them. Like the whole incident, the dark times, he kind of sort of stayed out of it and didn't really say anything. But he's not going to be one to turn out money.
Oh, I understand that. Also,
especially since I think he understands that he has to sort of maybe still earn his keep just a little bit. those sweetheart retirement deals are maybe not going to be a thing anymore.
No, I don't think so. And apparently, you'll have some new content for when you stream, because apparently they just dropped more news about Honkai Star Rail 3.0.
Did they? Hold. What did they drop?
No. You can watch it during the break. We got two more things to get through, then you can watch it during the break, because it was just announced at the Gamer Awards.
Was it the new realm? Guys, I got Sunday. I'm so very happy. Sunday's actually been very nice to me. Like, I rolled for him, and I got him, and I lost two 50-50s, and then I have rolled three times. Like, three 10 rolls, so 30 rolls total. I got an extra version of the Light Cone, and two extra versions of Sunday. I have E2 Sunday R1. Like, what the fuck? Anyway. Oh, okay, so it's talking about 3.0. Okay, alright, yeah. I think I've already watched that, but I'll watch it later. Yeah. Because the trailer for it looks sick. Moving on, back to wrestling. No more about video games. Have they dropped anything about Genshin?
Not that I've seen, no.
God damn it. Okay. I want Chesnaya leaks. Give them to me. Jesse the Body Ventura will be on commentary for Saturday night's main event. This is kind of already a thing. They talked about it on Monday, but it's official.
It is officially official. He's going to be part of the commentary team on every single Saturday night's main event this year. Over the next year. All four of them, which will have a full retro feel, which we'll talk about here in a bit.
Hunter out here trying to make the internet wet itself. Moving on to AEW. Big Bill and backstage correspondent Lexi Nair got married over the weekend at Secrets Akumal Riviera Maya in Mexico. So congratulations to them. I hope they're having a good time.
Congrats.
You always love to see love blossoming. And with that, we are going to take a break. I'm going to go watch a Honkai Star Rail trailer. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Saturday night's main event. We'll be previewing the first of four right here on the rack. So we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-She. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what
they didn't like,
what,
and what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone, go Simpson!
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you, in case anybody is curious about the Honkai Star Rail trailer. It was very good, and Amorphous looks sick. And with that, we are going to talk all about WWE's Saturday night's main event, which, you guessed it, takes place this Saturday night live from Long Island, New York. And it's going to have the throwback feel with Jesse Ventura doing the announcing. Hunter may or may not have pulled out a certain winged eagle belt,
which we'll talk about. I'm trying to think, is this going to be live on NBC? L-I-V-E, live. I can't do the full thing. My throat hurts. But it's live, yes.
Please don't hurt yourself.
I was going to try to add a little to that, but I couldn't. It just wouldn't do the thing. But yes, it's live this Saturday on NBC and Peacock. 8 Eastern. It airs on the West Coast live. I could be wrong. You may want to watch it streamed on Peacock if it isn't. And I don't know.
Just watch it on Peacock, just to be safe.
This is where I say, pull open your TV guide and look to see where it is available in your area.
Check local listings for time and availability.
Ding.
All right.
But ding. So the show's going to have like this whole retro feel to it. It's going to have probably a very minimalistic set, like the old ways. They're coming through the crowd. Supposedly not many fancy lights. It's going to be all very, like, the lights will probably be focused right on the ring. Like, just regular lighting down on the ring and stuff like that. And they're going to keep it as old school possible here in 2024, 2025. And as you mentioned, for one night only, it looks like we're getting a winged eagle belt, and we'll dive deeper into that when we talk about the main event of Saturday night's main event.
So we have 5 matches on offer for the show. It's going to be 2 hours. So a nice smattering, given the time frame. And this is a very stacked card from top to bottom. I don't think there isn't really a weak offering on this mat or on this show. So I'm just going to jump in and start with the United States Championship, the finals for it. Or no, excuse me, the semifinals.
No, it's the final. It's going to be final. The semis are tomorrow, and I think the winners fight on Saturday, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's the way that they have it listed in the thing that it's like there's or, and it's like, wait. So, okay.
Yes, it's the two matches. It's 2 matches tomorrow, and then the winners fight on Saturday night's main event.
This is why it's weird to go before SmackDown. So for the finals for the WWE United States Women's Championship to crown your very first winner of it, you will either have Bayley or Chelsea Green taking on Meechan or Tiffany Stratton.
Okay, I didn't want to say, I was going to try to, I think, make a point on Saturday, but I just couldn't. If you're looking at it, the big matchup to do is Tiffany versus Bayley.
Yeah.
If this was going to be on a premium live event. This, however, is on Saturday night's main event, which is a mini PLE in some fashion. It's stacked like a PLE. But I do not think, I think in a world where we're going to have ups and downs on this show, you can get away with not having Bayley or Tiffany in the match. However, I see it being Chelsea versus Meechan as the final, with Chelsea getting it. But it wouldn't surprise me if Bayley and Tiffany was the match. My only hesitation is I don't know if they'll have enough time to give those girls the match that a Bayley versus Tiffany Strand match deserves on a big spotlight. I think you can get away with doing Chelsea and Meechan for under 10 minutes on an NBC on Saturday, based on just on how the show is being presented. I think you can get more out of that, and then you could save the big, I think Bayley and Tiffany have fought, but I think like a big championship match between the two, you'd say, for a bigger PLE type event or a big SmackDown main event where it will be the focus, as this is just a match on the show. It's going to be a good match, whoever's in it, but it's not the match of the show. And you could save like a Bayley versus Tiffany match as a big match down the road.
Yeah, I would agree with that. For me, this is an opportunity to make someone with this. This is, you're crowning an inaugural champion for a brand new title that they've never had. This is the opportunity to really give somebody a ball and run with it and do a lot with it. Bayley doesn't necessarily need the shine. She's already got it. She's made. You don't have to worry about Bayley. Tiffany could do a lot with it, but she has money in the bank, and we know that at some point she is destined for bigger things. So that takes it down to Chelsea or Meechan, both of whom could use the opportunity, both of whom I feel like could do a lot with winning that title. But in my mind, Chelsea would just sell the shit out of it. She would just be obnoxious with it. And just own it.
She
like,
would.
Just knowing, and that's no knock to Meechan. It's just, this is a battle of personalities. Like, Meechan would own the crap out of it too, but just in terms of, like, social media presence and putting it out there, Chelsea's got her beat hands down.
She does. Which is why she pretty much deserves to get it. Huh. Interesting.
What?
I was looking up the theory. I can't find the Money in the Bank for Chelsea.
Is it not out?
Not. Interesting.
I thought it was supposed to come out.
It's out of stock. Oh, there it is now. It's hidden somewhere. It didn't come up under her name. It's still there. Apparently, it's out of stock.
Okay.
It's already been sold out.
Good for her.
Good for her. More to the point, because if it's out of stock, it means it's available now, or it was available and it's been made and shipped, and now you can do the cash in since it's already sold out.
Well, wasn't it supposed to come out like the very beginning of this month? I know it's only the 12th,
or,
but like,
I think
it was
like,
out, like the first week.
I think it was supposed to be like the 14th.
They must have pre-sold the shit out of that then.
So, congrats. So my point was, all that being said, what if she cashed in on Saturday Night's Money Event to win not a world title, but the U.S. title?
If you're going to do it in that instance, I don't know. It feels kind of cheap, you know?
Oh, I know. I'm not saying I would book that. I'm just saying it could happen. That's all.
Oh, I know. It could definitely happen, but I could see her more cashing in on the next match than this one.
But, okay, so we got a couple of things to get into first. One, April, we gotta make predictions officially. I'm going Chelsea wins overall. You're going Chelsea wins overall. It's Bayley versus Chelsea. 8-ball, Bayley. Ask again later.
Mm.
8-ball, Bayley, Chelsea. Concentrate and ask again. What's me? 8-ball, Meechan, Tiffany. Meechan, Tiffany, 8-ball, Meechan? Ask again later. Making this a bit hard.
It is indecisive.
8-ball, Tiffany? Very doubtful. So Meechan versus 8-ball, Chelsea? Outlook is not so good. So it's Bayley, Meechan. 8-ball, Bayley? Outlook's not so good. So Meechan is the 8-ball. This is for the Bayley-Chelsea match.
Wrestler 2.
So Chelsea versus
Wrestler 2.
Tiffany. So, Chelsea versus...
Wrestler 2.
Tiffany.
Hmm.
Follow that, Brent. Anyway, next.
Up next, we have the Women's World Championship on the line as Liv Morgan takes on Io Sky for the title.
Oh, one other thing before we move on. Supposedly, shockingly, there's a surprise female who could be returning. Could be to call out someone in the current match we're about to talk about, or maybe challenge the winner of the U.S. title match.
Hmm.
Or they could... No, it's not a sound. I need a different sound.
What do you need?
I can't do it, but...
You broke sound. Up. It has a lot of O's?
A lot of O's. It begins with a W.
Woo?
Yeah. My throat can't do the woo, because she's reportedly coming back soon.
I would suspect they hold her for Netflix. I'm going to be really honest on that one. No offense to NBC, but if you're going to bring Charlotte back after, like, what, a year? She's been gone forever.
She's been gone all year, yeah.
Like, I would just hold her for Netflix and just bring her back on Netflix.
You never know. You never know. Anyway, Io and Liv. I was talking to Brent, and there's two matches on this show. I would expect her to challenge SmackDown's Women's title. I mean, they've already done that. She's never held a U.S. title. That's why she could show up for that. So there's this match and the main event. This show, in general, needs a title change. Crowning of a first champion. I think it needs a title change. Me and Brian were talking about this. And the Gunther-Finn-Damian match is not the match to change the title in. Because Gunther, I don't think... it's not a shock value for Finn or Damian to win. But also, I don't think anyone believes either one. I think they cancel each other out for Gunther to win, and we'll talk about that further. Io winning would be a moment where you just switch things up a little bit, and Liv could win the title back, and just like Cody can win the title back. It's the titles where it's like, if the champion loses, you can always give them the belt back in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks, or whatever, and it doesn't interrupt whatever your plan is for WrestleMania. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
I think Io has a good chance in winning this because she has a lot of momentum. She's been having really good matches lately, and the crowd really kind of behind babyface Io since she's transitioned away from being heel like she was at the start of the year when she was champion. And that's another reason why her winning it doesn't catch anyone off guard, but at the same time, it's a big win feel because she is a former champion. I think these two could have a really good match because, again, Io is on a roll.
I would agree with that. I would say that is an accurate statement. I said it during Crown Jewel, and I'll say it again here. I always think Liv is better when she chases in terms of her having the title. It feels like she's resting a little bit. It feels like she's not really pushing, and she doesn't necessarily need to at this point of the year. She's been putting in good matches. She's been putting in good performances. I'm not taking that away from her. But in terms of her as champion, I'm going to be very honest. It's a little boring. And it's very clear, it's very obvious that the direction for Liv is Rhea. And that whole feud is going to continue. And they're going to continue to have their whole little revenge thing. The title doesn't need to be involved in that. It's now to the point where they just want to kill each other. So you can put the title on somebody else. You can let them kill each other. And then you can let whoever survives, like, come for it later, right? Whether that be Rhea or whether that be Liv. But I don't think it hurts anything to move the title off of Liv. In fact, I think it would be a boon for Io. I think she could do a lot of really great things with it. Because as you said, she's been turning in amazing performances. She's super red hot. The crowds are behind her. She's more popular than she's ever been. And I don't think it hurts anything to put it on her. I really, really, really don't. Especially since Judgment Day, I think, is sort of beginning to spiral towards either a soft breakup or a hard breakup. Because you can kind of see how they're beginning to sort of spin Liv and Raquel and, to an extent, Dom out of the group. And Finn and JD and Carlito are kind of all doing their own thing. And you're kind of seeing how that faction is going to split again and who's going to be on what side when it does.
I don't know about a split. We'll see where that split might not come. But anyway, continue.
Well, it could be soft. It could just be drift apart. And that's fine. I don't... I, I don't anticipate if there is a hard split in that group that necessarily Liv will be too much involved in it. I think it's going to be JD and Finn and Carlito coming to blows, possibly Dom involved too. But Dom, I think at some point will get his because he's very obviously being used to everybody except him, I think. But he could betray Liv. We don't know. That would actually be a nice twist. It's like, I was using you the whole time. Not that I would ever want that for anybody in real life. But yeah, I think if you're going to change a title, I think if you're going to have that really shock moment, this is the match to do it in. You could also have Tiffy cash in this match. That is always a possibility. But I think she's meant for Nia Jax. I think that's where she's headed. But just she sees her opportunity between Liv and Io, and she takes it. But that would sort of be an insult to Io. So I'm saying that it moves to Io. Like, Liv has been a great champion. She's served it well. But it's time to sort of, like, jazz things up in the division.
Gonna go Liv.
You're gonna go Liv?
Yes. 8-ball Liv, most likely. Wheel.
Excuse me.
Wrestler 2.
Io.
And speaking of Judgment Day, up next we have the World Heavyweight Championship on the line. Gunther versus Finn versus Damian Priest for the title. I don't know who said it on Sunday. I think it was Brent. I'm going to echo the statement. Finn's going to die.
Especially now that Damian Priest has been at it.
Yeah, Finn is going to die. Like, that's just all there is to it. I think he'll get some offense in, but ultimately he is there to be the whooping boy for Gunther and Damian. And they're just going to throw him around between them. And I'm here for it.
It's an added element. I wasn't expecting Damian to be at it. I thought he was going to interfere in this one. The fact that they put him in it was a big surprise. It's a good surprise, but it was a surprise nonetheless. Talked about it. I think Gunther wins because Finn and Damian cancel each other out. I think one of them will do something to the other, allowing Gunther to capitalize. And because it's a triple threat, there is no DQ in this one, which means Judgment Day can get involved a little bit, if need be. And I think that interference, along with Finn probably being too cocky when they do interfere, and them taking out Damian, kind of leads to Gunther picking the bones of Finn Balor and getting the win. I think that's how this all goes down. I think Gunther ultimately pins Finn. Damian gets taken out or distracted by Carlito or JD or a combination of. And Gunther will pick the bones of Finn and get the win.
Agree with all that wholeheartedly. They added Damian, I think, to the match to protect somebody. Either Finn or Damian is there and they are meant to eat the pin. I don't know who. I don't know who they're trying to protect other than Gunther. But I'm putting my money on Gunther, and he retains that title in spectacular fashion.
8-ball Gunther? Nope. 8-ball Finn? Don't count on it. 8-ball Damian? It is certain. Damian Priest is your new world's champion. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Oh, it was close to a Wrestler 3, but it was a Wrestler 1. Gunther retains.
Darn.
Almost. Had a Wrestler 3. Almost, but not quite.
It's so close. It's close. All right, moving on. We have the newly returned Drew McIntyre, who is living his best villain life and is making things awkward for podcast hosts everywhere, taking on Sami Zayn in a grudge match. This was a last minute addition after McIntyre came back this week and more or less kicked Sami in the face. They argued, which led to a match being made between the two.
I don't expect it to be much of a match.
I expect Drew to just kill Sami. That's kind of where I'm going with this.
Either Drew kills Sami or it ends in a DQ, or I expect a brawl of some sort. I expect the match to happen, but I think it's a lot of domination by Drew, and I think Sami will have to find a way to recover if he takes the pin. I think we get a DQ of some sort, just because of the nature, and just because I look at the time of 2 hours, and I didn't get the idea of the fifth match, so I feel like this will be more of a segment than a match. So that's why I'm kind of leaning towards a DQ. But I think Drew takes it.
Yeah, I would believe that maybe this one just doesn't start.
It is one, yeah. That one could be one of those, yeah.
So, but I'm still saying Drew walks away and Sammy, sadly, maybe doesn't. At least not well.
8-ball Sammy, it is decidedly so. Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Drew.
Okay. All right. And in your main event of the evening, we have Cody Rhodes and potentially the Winged Eagle title going up for grabs as he takes on Kevin Owens.
Wouldn't it be something if Cody Rhodes finally gets it? Yeah, only loses the cat. That's exactly where I was going, LaMance. Wouldn't it be something? Cody walks out with the Winged Eagle belt, gets to hold it, gets to celebrate with it in the ring, comes out as champion, and then it gets ripped away from him by Kevin Owens.
I mean, he is the king of the comeback story.
And Kevin Owens stands on top of Saturday night's main event, holding up the Winged Eagle belt, and he can rub that in the face that Cody couldn't even defend that version of the belt against him. Wouldn't it be that be some sort of moment? Wouldn't that be spectacular?
It would.
Because, honestly, you can get... I know there's some arguments where you don't want to interrupt the reign of Cody Rhodes. But you can. You can interrupt the reign of Cody Rhodes. He's held it since April. It is now December. And we know he'll be champion at WrestleMania. 2 years in a row, Stone Cold Steve Austin won the championship at WrestleMania. Yes, I said he won the championship at WrestleMania for 2 years in a row. That means he lost the belt during the hottest point in his career. He lost the belt multiple times during the hottest point in of his career. He won the WWF title, and then it was like he lost it officially at King of the Ring, won it back at SummerSlam, won it back the next night. He would lose it again one more time. He would get taken off of him at Unforgiven in September, and he had to work his way back to the title at WrestleMania, and that was during the hottest point of Steve Austin's career in 1998. And then in 1999, he won the belt, and he lost it at SummerSlam. Like, you can't beat the Roman Reigns streak for the belt. Roman held it for 2,465 days. That's just a made-up number. But he held it forever. You're not going to catch that lightning in a bottle. And Kevin Owens has come up short time in and time out for the title. He needs a win. Been years since he's held a singles title in WWE. Give the man a break. Give him the belt.
Here's the thing with Cody Rhodes, and it's very much on the same vein of John Cena. Cody will be the guy. He will be the face of the company, whether he has the title or not. He's kind of, at this point, reached that level of stardom where he is, I don't want to say he's necessarily bigger than the title, but it's more window dressing than it is anything else. He achieved the dream, the proverbial boyhood dream, right? He finished the story. He claimed the title that his father never held. He celebrated in the ring. We all had a heartfelt moment. It was a great, great moment in wrestling. And since that time, he's turned in some really good matches. He turned in some really good feuds. But he hasn't, would I say, done a ton since winning the title. It's kind of almost on the same level as Liv. And part of that is because they've had to find him something to do, right? You know, he comes out of the feud with Roman. Roman F's off. Goes on a well-deserved vacation, as he should have. And so they had to figure out what was next for Cody. What is the next chapter? I think he's more than proven his point with the title. I don't think he needs to hold it till WrestleMania. I'm going to back rock up on this. I don't mind if the title moves, even if it's for like a couple weeks, even if it's for a month, where Cody has to chase again. He's sitting pretty. He's on his throne. He has his title. Maybe he gets a little complacent. Maybe he's a little too caught up in the nostalgia. Maybe he's not paying attention because Kevin Owens is just wily enough that he could outsmart Cody and he could take that title from him. And then the hilarity ensues of them trying to get the Winged Eagle title back from Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
where it's not even he won the title. Oh no, he has the winged eagle and he's keeping it. It's his.
You have Saturday Night's Main Event. You have the Netflix debut. You have the Royal Rumble all coming up. Perfect time to change the title back and go back about your plans on whoever faces Cody for the belt at WrestleMania. You have plenty of opportunities to make it happen. Yeah, the Winged Eagle is only for one night only, but from a storyline standpoint, you could have Hunter take the belt back from Kevin and or he holds it for ransom, and you could do something funny with it. You could. Or you could have him smash the belt. Like, legitimately, like, this is what you wanted. This is what you tried to bring back. This is the legacy you wanted to bring back, and he just smashes it.
Oh my God, can you imagine? You imagine the rage that would come from that?
Internet outrage would... Like, exactly like when he stepped on Cena's title. Yes.
Yeah.
Have him smash the belt. Have him, you know, disrespect the honor of the Winged Eagle belt. It's great storytelling.
This is what you all wanted to see. This is what you all have been begging for years. This is all that you care about. We'll care about this.
And bam, smashes it. And the hardcore title's back.
Oh my
back,
God. You know? God.
Return of the hardcore title. You heard it here first. Because that was just a smashed up Winged Eagle.
It was.
I don't know if they have it in them to pull that trigger, though. Because it is NBC and you want Cody to, like, at the end of the day, it's making WWE look big and popular. And then, you know, you want your quarterback, your flagship, the guy to hold the belt and standing tall as the pyro hits, as Saturday Night's Main Event ends, Cody Rhodes stands tall. I see both arguments of it, like sides of it where it's like, one, you have a really chance for a cool storyline moment. But then I also knew a business practice of Cody Rhodes standing tall, LOL, Cody wins, and stands tall holding the belt. I could see that happening too. But my heart wants Kevin to win just for hilarity.
Oh, the chaos would be amazing. The chaos would be absolutely incredible. And nothing says that even if Kevin loses, he can't grab the Winged Eagle title and run off with it. And he holds it hostage as a means of getting another match. And now it's up to Aldis to get it back. And he either has to grant the match or Hunter has to grant the match, you know, in order to placate Kevin to give another title match against Cody. Because I think Saturday night's main event is Cody's last commitment before the holidays, right? He's done after this.
Who, Cody?
Yeah.
No, he's on a lot of things. Cody's working everything. He's off. This is his last show until December 27th.
Okay.
Interesting. Interesting.
Isn't
he's
it?
Not, he's, just... not on, he's not on SmackDown next week. Unless WWE.com tickets schedules. There's a reason why he's not on the show on the 19th, because it's being taped tomorrow.
Yes.
So he's booked for that show. Interesting. So they're taping two SmackDowns tomorrow.
I was going to say they have to be taping for Christmas soon because it's in... God, Christmas is in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they're back after Christmas, but their SmackDown's last commitment is this week and Saturday Night's commitment. So anyway, I was just... So he will be on that show in some variety probably. I think you go with KO. I think you have him walk out champion. That's my pick.
I want to see it, but LOL Cody wins.
All right. 8-ball Cody. Better not tell me. So we'll go to the wheel first. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Cody. 8-ball Cody. Or 8-ball Kevin. I look good for Kevin to win the championship at Saturday Night's Main Event. And with that, we're done.
Ding! So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
All right, we're going to try to get this through as best we can with the voice we got left. Chat, Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio Live. We'll finish the great and great debate of video game weapons and so much more. It's CB Radio Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern, they're going to talk about Saturday night's main event. Monday, it's a real post show. 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Saturday night's main event and all the news you can handle. It's at Rack Radio Show and also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's the Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, including wherever you get your podcasts. Just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Use support channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card RocketSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. When you buy Snoop Dogg, your Fortnite crew, your Fortnite Festival legends such as The Weeknd or Carol G or Lady Gaga, because they're all Chrome now. Hashtag Epic Partner. Oh, and you can buy the Incredibles and the Incredibles car as well. All in Fortnite Battle Royale, or just Fortnite, because it's a Battle Royale. It's a 5-on-5. It's Lego. It's OG. It's everything. Hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding! You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lynn's Ward. And until it closes, you can follow me over on TikTok at Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and go tell him we said hi, like, subscribe, do all the things, watch his content, because it's amazing. But for Brock, that's going to do it for us. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you had fun. And we will be back next week to recap Sunday night's main event. Saturday night's main event.
That is the plan.
That is the plan. So, all right. We will see you next week. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com. And we're out. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.